Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. We're diving into something super important today. Building healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting anything back? Like your time and energy are being drained by people who just don't seem to respect your limits? Yeah, we've all been there. It's frustrating, exhausting, and honestly, it can start to wear you down. But here's the good news. We can change that. Think of boundaries like those invisible lines we draw around ourselves. They protect our time, energy, emotions, and even our physical space. When we have healthy boundaries, we feel safe, respected, and in control of our own lives. And let me tell you, having a little more control is something we all crave, right? So, how do we build these awesome protective lines? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Know yourself. This is like the foundation of everything. Before you can set boundaries, you gotta know what makes you tick. What are your values? What are your non-negotiables? What drains your energy and what fills your cup? Think about it, what makes you feel good, respected, and supported? Once you know that stuff, setting boundaries becomes way easier. 2. Communicate clearly. This is huge. Don't be afraid to speak up. Be direct, honest, and assertive. You say statements like, I feel uncomfortable when, or I need some time to myself. It's not about being aggressive, it's about expressing your needs respectfully. Remember, clear communication is key to healthy relationships. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but trust me, it gets easier. You don't have to say yes to everything. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your values or boundaries. Think of it like choosing what you put into your body wouldn't eat something unhealthy all the time, right? It's the same with your time and energy. 4. Enforce your boundaries. Okay, this is where the rubber meets the road. Once you've set those boundaries, stick to them. If someone crosses a line, address it calmly but firmly. Remind them of your limits and what's acceptable behavior. Consistency is key here. Don't let people walk all over you. 5. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be tough, especially at first. It takes courage and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that it's okay to adjust your boundaries as needed. You're learning, growing, and becoming the best version of yourself. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you've got this friend who always calls you late at night, even when you've explicitly told them you need quiet time before bed. They just don't seem to get it. Or maybe you have a family member who constantly borrows money and never pays it back. They make promises but never follow through. These are classic boundary crossing situations. How many times do we let these things slide, thinking I shouldn't be bothered, or they're just having a hard time? But here's the thing. Enabling this behavior doesn't help anyone. By setting clear boundaries and communicating them effectively, you protect yourself from getting burned out, resentful, and taken advantage of. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met, too. So, what are some key takeaways we can hang on to? Know yourself, understand your values, and what makes you tick. Communicate clearly, speak up about your needs and expectations. Practice saying no, politely decline requests that don't align with your boundaries. Enforce those boundaries, remind people of your limits when they cross the line. Be kind to yourself, it takes courage and practice to set healthy boundaries. Don't forget, building healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for authentic, fulfilling relationships. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in every aspect of your life. Go out there, set those boundaries, and own your power. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little boundary boosting. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.